Voters have been deciding who they want to replace Chris Skidmore, who quit in protest of the Tories' green policy. Meanwhile, the residents of Wellingborough in Northamptonshire have been choosing who'll take the seat from Peter Boone. Voting's been taking place on a politically difficult day for the Prime Minister, as new figures show we're officially in a recession. The Chancellor, Jeremy Hunt, insists the UK's finances have turned a corner. His Labour counterpart, Rachel Reeves, says there's one person to blame for our current situation.
This is Rishi's recession, and it is the British people who will pay the price.
Some breaking news, and Greece has become the first Orthodox Christian country to legalise same-sex marriage. The vote was greeted by cheers in Parliament as dozens of supporters gathered outside in Athens. The law also allows same-sex couples to adopt. Former US President Donald Trump has lost his attempt to have a criminal case against him thrown out by a court in New York. He's accused of falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments made to people accusing him of extramarital affairs. Our US correspondent James Matthews says once it begins, the legal process could be quick.
It could be that he is convicted at the very heart of an election campaign, and he gets to November trying to be president once more, but with a conviction associated with him.
Christian Horner says he never thought about stepping down as Red Bull team boss despite an investigation into his behaviour. He's been accused of inappropriate conduct, something he strongly denies. And the London Tube map has a new look, with overground lines being renamed. Different aspects of the city's history will be celebrated. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM, community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In 17 hours, picking me a bouquet, dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley. I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Southbound train. A big banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep forgetting me, and I lost my money playing poker, so I had to up and lay, but I ain't a turn it back. The little lad don't laugh no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toque. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So wreck me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Wreck me, mama, any way you feel. Hey,
written by Bob Dylan and Ketch Sector, that was Old Crow Medicine Show with Wagon Wheel. The chorus and melody for the song comes from a demo recorded by Bob Dylan during the Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid sessions in February of 1973. Although never officially released, the Dylan song was released on a bootleg recording, usually named after the chorus and its refrain, Rock Me Mama. Ketch Sector of the Old Crow Medicine Show wrote the verses for the song around Dylan's original chorus and melody. You may recognise that Darius Rucker also recorded a version of the song with backing vocals from Lady Antebellum that was released back in 2013. The song acted as the second single on his third solo project from Hootin' the Blowfish called True Believers. You're listening to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. Tonight's show is going to have a bit more of a folk and Americana vibe than our usual country and country pop kind of sound, and that is in the spirit of our special guest tonight, Peter Sun. Peter Sun is a folk artist from Virginia Beach who has not long released an EP called Lead Me to the Waters. Outside of that project, though, he's also released a new track called $20. I caught up with him earlier last week to talk about his approach to the EP. It's a project which he recorded and produced each track in one day per track, which I could only imagine is a really intense and really focused execution of that project. He's truly inspired around by the nature around him, and we touched upon his stance upon environmental issues too. So if you're a fan of artists like John Denver and Peter Paul Memory, I do recommend sticking around to hear that interview. That will be shared at 10:30. In the meantime, though, for some of you, I'm very aware that the current time might mark the end of the day for you. For others, and this might be the very, very start of your own night shift. If the latter is the case for you, let's keep on keeping on with this next track. This Exact Brian now with Revival.
Gather around this table, boys. You bring your shame, I'll lose my voice. Screaming at the gods about the bad we've done. Merle said, Mama tried, but the prison still won. Your transgressions are mine as well. Anger grows in my bones if you could not tell. But I'll find comfort in company. Lord, forgive us, my boys and me. We're having an all-night revival. Some will call the women and some will steal the Bible. Can't scrap, but the Lord has won. And I'll talk to him on the rising suns. His sun rose and mine did too. I was coming down, but now I'm talking to you. Cause we're having an all-night revival. Some call the women and some will steal. Save my survival. revival. All-night revival. Some were calling women and some were stealing Bibles. For the sake of my survival, baptize me in a bottle of bean for Johnny on the vinyl. Shame, I'll lose my voice. Screaming at the gods about the bad we've done. Merle said, Mama tried, but the prison still won. Upon me that's flooded in light. In the fine print they tell me what's wrong and what's right. And it comes in black and it comes in white. And I'm frightened by those who don't see it. When nothing is owed, deserved, or expected. And your life doesn't change by the man that's elected. If you're loved by someone you're never rejected, decide what to be and go be it. There was a dream, and one day I could see it. Like a bird in a cage, I broke in and somebody free it. And there was a kid with a head full of doubt. So I'll scream till I die. All the last of those bad thoughts are finally out. You that's flooded in light. In the fine print they tell you what's wrong and what's right. And it flies by day and it flies by night. And I'm frightened by those who don't see. There was a dream. And there was a kid with a head full of
started in life. In the fine print they tell me what's wrong and what's right. There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light. And I'm frightened by those who don't see it.
She's doing a now sold out show at the Barbican Centre next Wednesday, but she's also just recently featured her banjo playing skills on Beyonce's new country tracks. That was Rhiannon Giddens with You're the One, taken from her 2023 album of the same title. Some listeners may recognise Rhiannon Giddens from her work on CMT's Nashville. She appeared in the fifth and sixth seasons of the TV show as the character Hannah Lee Jordan, who was a social worker and gospel singer who is a significant character in Juliet's storyline. She appeared in 11 episodes and performed several songs that are now available for the streaming of each episode, such as God Shall Wipe All Tears Away, Wrong Kind of Right, and Count on Me. You're listening to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM. In 15 minutes time, I'll be sharing with you what interview I had with folk artist Peter Sun, as he's recently just released a new small town college love track called $20. Be sure to stay tuned for that. Our next track, though, comes from someone whose songwriting skills you may have heard through songs like Even If It Breaks Your Heart. This is them now with their own music, Time Now for I'll Be Lion by Will Hogg.
I think about my future. I think about my day. I relive little victories, and I contemplate mistakes. I think about the good times, and in my head I sing. You know when my mind gets going, it's a million different things. But I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about you. Keep on pretending, but it ain't the truth. Stayed up all night with the living proof. I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about you. I think about my family, where the years have gone, and I dream about that sunrise when we stayed up all night long. In those long chairs in the desert, neath that Arizona sky, try keeping myself busy just to keep you off my mind. But I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about you. Keep on pretending, but it ain't the truth. Stayed up all night with the living proof. I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about you. I tried rock and roll and old guitars, cigarettes and late night bars. Doesn't really matter what I try. Honey, I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about you. I keep on pretending, but it ain't the truth. I stayed up all night with the living proof. I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about you. Yeah, I'm lying here just thinking about you.
Lately, I've been low. Things been moving slow. I could not tell you why. Maybe too much paradise. Something came crawling and I knew this time I had to go. Where the most
could see with these wheels, then let's grind down the curve of this earth. You look fine in the evening, honey, it's starting to storm. When we kissed in the car, in the school parking lot, where I'd go with my friends to get drunk. Used to wish I meant anything to anywhere, to anyone. And forever was a sentence, sentenced to death. Oh, when you were a running tear, I was a drop of sweat. And the edges of your soul, I haven't seen yet. Now I'm glad won't be alone for the rest of my life. I'll build a boat for when the river gets high. I'll meet a girl in the heat of July, and I'll tell her so she knows that I'm broke, but I'm real rich in my head. That I broke a bone that never healed in my hands. When I hold her close, I might loosen my grip, but I won't ever let her go. I won't ever let her go.
From Virginia Beach, folk artist Peter Sun. How are you? I say this evening, it's daytime for you. How are you today?
I'm doing amazing, Madeline. How are you?
I'm so excited to have you on the show. I've been listening to your EP that came out last year. I've also been listening to your new song, $20, that only came out only a while ago, literally on repeat, on loop. And what I find really interesting about your music, you write your own music, you record it, you produce all your own tracks. Is that because you purely just want creative control over everything that's got kind of really your name attached to it, or have you worked with people in the past?
Yeah, it's really because I do want creative control. I like to keep my music as close and personal as possible. So the best way to keep hands out of the pot. Not only that, but music pays for, I'm in college, so music pays for all of my university pursuits. So I like to keep as much earnings as I possibly can.
Would you ever consider signing to a record label, or do you very much just want to stay independent?
I think eventually I would like to sign to a record label for sure. But right now I am just really building. I am technically, you know, I'm a new artist, so I'm just trying to do my best to build what I have now and do that independently. And again, just keep as much of myself in the music as possible.
Now, it seems that music is not only a major part in your life, it seems to be a major part in all of your family's life. Mm-hmm. Your brother, Stephen, he actually plays drums on your EP as well. Growing up, did the two of you kind of bounce ideas off each other, play music together?
Oh, yeah. My brother, Stephen, he's 18 and I'm 20. And we have the most fun just hanging out, making music. We're great friends in general. We just hang out all the time. We have a good time together. And he and I both went to the same music school. So I graduated a few years ago and then went to college. And he's still in, he's graduating this year from the music school. So we didn't always grow up playing together. It's kind of been something that's been more recent in the past year and a half, because his skills have really gone up and then my skills have gone up. And then we've just been able to collaborate now into these projects. And he's been a really great and influential source in my music and great ideas and just overall just so much fun to work with, especially because it's family, you know.
Did you guys grow up listening to the same kind of music, or was there ever a time where you guys were listening to different music?
Yeah, we listen to a lot of the same type of music. I think he listens to more jazz than I do, but I listen to more folk and country. But overall, we have very similar music tastes and it's very complimentary. So we're able to have a lot of different flavors mixed in and, you know, very collaborative process.
I know all your favorite colors. I met all your sisters and brothers. Tell me how you see it all then. Don't you know that you're my best friend? Whoa, 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 whoa. Spent some time picking wildflowers for you on a Sunday morning. Before I praise the Lord, before I even walk through that door. Spent some time thinking of how I can make you mine. I lay on the floor in my kitchen, wishing for you forevermore. I know all your favorite colors. I made all your sisters and brothers. Tell me how you see it all then. Don't you know that you're my best friend? Whoa, 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 whoa. And now I got my friends talking and calling me so crazy for wanting you and all your problems. Well, I got problems too. So run away with me, honey. Let's go from town to town. I'll play my songs for you all night. I'll sing them all for you. I know all your favorite colors. I made all your sisters and brothers. Tell me how you see it all then. Don't you know that you're my best friend? Whoa, 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 whoa. No, I'm not one to speak in tongues. I'm praying so hard that I can love you. And in my chest a beating heart. And that heart just wants to trust you. No, I'm not one to speak in tongues. But I'm praying hard that I can love you. And in my chest a beating heart. I know all your favorite colors. I made all your sisters and brothers.
on TikTok, it was actually a really sweet moment that you shared over Christmas. You actually made your brother's Christmas gift. You made him a washboard. Do you normally tend to make a lot of people's gifts?
That's been new for me. The past 2 years, I'm like, you know what? I want to do something new that not everyone is doing. Everyone can give gift cards and, you know, things like that. I was like, you know what? I wanted to try something completely new, something completely fresh. So I started breaking out some of the tools, and I made the washboard. And then I also, I've been really into like smoking meats and barbecuing and all that kind of stuff. So I made some homemade beef jerky for my friends and family. And it was like everyone got the same gift. Everyone just gets the same gift. Everyone got beef jerky. And Steven, we do a little raffle poll of who we buy for and who we give gifts for, because I have a big family. So he was the person that I drew. So I was like, you know what? He's been looking at a washboard, and they're normally pretty expensive. So I was like, I'm going to make something that's more accurate and for, I mean, just a fraction of the price. It was awesome.
Now, I think one of my personal favorites when it comes to your DIY skills, there was this incident where I think you've gone on like a live stream and you had this guy who was trolling you a bit. And you screenshotted his profile picture, and you did end up getting permission from him in the end to use his profile picture on your merch. But what was that kind of interaction like?
Yeah, that was a funny story, because I was on live, and I normally have a pretty positive experience, but every now and then I get a few trolls, and he jumped on live, and he was like, I think he said something about my face or facial features. And I take everything very lightly, so I just thought it was funny. But I was like, everyone just boo. His name is Brad. And we all were like, boo Bradley. And then he was like, no, guys, my name is Bradford. And I was like, bro. So we all, I was like, brother, you, that's just even worse. So we all were, I was like, everyone in the comments, let's clown Bradford. And then he thought it was a fun joke too. And I was like, Bradford, I think you have redeemed yourself in this dialogue. So we're going to, I'm going to make a t-shirt dedicated to you, and it's going to be literally your face on it. And he was okay with it.
I love how he goes, if you're going to boo me, at least call me Bradford and not Bradley. Like,
yeah, right. It was so specific. And I just had to go with it, because I'm very serious about my music. But when interacting with fans or even, you know, non-supporters, I have fun with it, you know?
Now, speaking of your music, when you write your songs, especially if they're about someone else or if they're about a particular person in mind, do you ever play that song directly for that person after you've written it?
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite things about writing music, is I'm able to create something with someone in mind. I don't always necessarily write explicit details about the relationship, because I don't want to expose like everything about somebody or our relationship. I like to keep a little bit of privacy and respect for that. But those songs that are heavily dedicated to someone that that truly means a lot to me, I value playing it in front of them and you know, seeing the reaction. And it's definitely one of my most favorite things about making music.
Now, acts like John Denver and Peter Paul and Mary and Simon and Garfunkel, they're such prominent inspirations that you can hear in your own music. But how do you balance being inspired by them and not becoming accidentally a tribute act to them?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think it's something that a lot of songwriters, you know, we all struggle with, and trying to remain distinct and different, but still being heavily influenced by those voices. And my thing is that I found is I cannot listen while I'm in the writing process. I can't listen to music of other people other than myself, because it does influence me too much. So in those months that it takes to like put together an album or things like that, I really don't listen to a whole lot of outside music. And then as soon as I'm done with that project or done with that song, I go back and I listen to everything I want to. But I really try to mainly focus on the feeling of songs rather than just the sound.
Yeah.
And I want to incorporate the feeling of a song. And a lot of times that works better, because I'm not copying anybody or, you know, too influenced by anyone that's done something before.
Now, on your latest EP, your EP is called Lead Me to the Water. Each song was produced in a single day. Was that an intentional approach to the project, or did that just kind of naturally happen?
That was like my challenge for myself. Previously, I was working on an album and none of the songs were coming together. I'd been working on months on this album, and I was so tired of it. I was like, you know what? I want to write a project that's simple, that's beautiful, that's just so fun to write. And I want to enjoy and fall in love with making music again. Because at this point, I was really not having a good time. So I was like, you know what? Let's do it. And I wrote some songs that, you know, are appearingly very simple. And I was like, let's do this all in one day, top to bottom. Let's do it. And it worked out. Every single song I wrote, I wrote the songs previously, but in terms of producing the songs, I was like, this needs to be a day process because I want to stay in these modes and these ideas. And I just want to have a good time enjoying the process. And in return, people have reached out and are like, this sounds amazing. This doesn't sound rushed or anything like that. I feel like I can relax in this music. And I think it came from the fact that I relaxed and just had fun creating what I wanted to make.
Now, on that EP, what was your favorite track to work on?
My favorite was Lead Me to the Water. That's my all-time favorite song that I've written, for sure.
Why was that one your favorite one in particular? Was it one that you was quite excited to revisit after you'd written it from a while ago, or was you just like really, really inspired that day?
Yeah, I think yes to all of those questions. I really had a good time making it. I had a lot of new sounds, and I used some slide guitars and things I hadn't used previously. And then, of course, the meaning of the song just means a lot to me. And that song's dedicated to someone that I was really, really in love with at the time. And I think part of that will just always live on, you know?
Now, I think one thing I don't think listeners in general realize is that when we all add in songs to a playlist, and I do it as well, I'll add like different artists' songs to a playlist and I'll name my playlist. I don't think they realize that the artist who owns that song can see what playlist their music ends up in. What kind of playlist do you see your own music being added to?
Yeah, it's a real mix. And some of them are really, really funny. And others are just extremely sad names. Some of them are like songs that satisfy my soul or songs that make me want to fall in love. Then the other are like songs I want to throw up to. Like, I'm so sad. I'm having a hard time in life, or like depression. I'm like, whoa, this is getting heavy. And it's funny because I'll see all these like, I'll see some playlists that are like, you know, I can see that's like, obviously it's like made by the girlies, you know, there's like very like pretty names. And then other ones will be, you know, some that are made by guys or something. And it's just like really like, you know, I wish I had a girlfriend kind of stuff.
That's such a wide spectrum of like girls who probably put like sparkles in their emoji, made up their own artwork. And then there's just a guy being like, I just want someone nice.
Yeah.
Some would say her smile is like a sunrise in the morning, but I think that she's more like a fresh spring. Her eyes are brown and beautiful like the banks of clay and specks of gold that catch the sun and shimmer through the day. Her teeth are rocks on a riverbed and the ivy growing in her head. I love to hear the way in which she thinks. She'll always speak her mind to you, and she'll always tell the honest truth. She won't leave you guessing or make you feel alone. She's fierce as a warrior, but she's gentle like a dove, singing in the springtime, flying high above. If I ever forget the way she looks or lose the way she sounds, just lead me to the water, save me from the ground. Her hair are branches that hang so low, like the ones you dodge when you're on your boat, spending the day in your canoe. When I hug her, kiss her, I can hardly breathe from her locks and branches and auburn leaves. To see her cheeks, I move them from her face. She's strong as a waterfall, but soft like the mist, rising from the bottom, rising from all of this. If I ever forget the way she looks or lose the way she sounds, just lead me to the water, save me from the ground.
If only trees could talk, imagine what they'd tell.
Social media, you not only share your music as an independent artist, I think what else I found really interesting about your Instagram account is that you also use your social media to kind of talk about and pull focus on conservation projects, which not a lot of musicians will do. A lot of musicians talk about a lot of social issues, but not so much environmental issues. Why do you feel like you're so passionate about using your platform to promote environmental issues?
Yeah, well, it's a really good question. There are a lot of people that are doing social issues, and that's really important. But one of the things that I'm really passionate about is the environment, nature, conservation. And it's because I make folk music and it's very nature-based, I find my biggest inspirations in music. I go canoeing all the time, and I'm always on the water and exploring trails and things like that. And so it's obviously going to make a huge impact in my own music. And I draw a lot of life from nature. And so one of the ways I like to give back is appreciation and drawing awareness to some of those things, and especially wildlife. And I'm based in Virginia, right around the Chesapeake Bay area and Virginia Beach. And so the ocean and the water's extremely vital for our economy, for our wildlife. We have some of the biggest wildlife populations here in coastal Virginia. And as a resident here, as well as just a human being who enjoys nature, I want to do my best and take my part in using whatever platform I have to advocate for wildlife and nature.
Now, what is one thing that you wish people, like the general public, would consider when it comes to protecting the environment?
Sure. I'd like to, I always say, I hope people start thinking about the effect they have on animals and the way, because animals have such a large effect on us. And it doesn't take long to go walk around and realize how beautiful life is and how beautiful animals are and what they do and how it's this harmonious and beautiful and oftentimes violent process of nature. And, I hope that people can realize the effect that we can be in this mutual symbiotic relationship with nature and us. And if we take care of them, they'll take care of us.
Now, a lot of your music, like you said, it does pull a lot of inspirations from nature, but there's one particular track where I think you pulled a lot of inspirations from the kind of like 1950s sound. It's one of your most popular songs at the minute on Spotify. It's a track called Halloween. What inspired you to write that track and kind of experiment with quite a different sound compared to your folk sound?
Yeah. So that was actually really fun because that was before I really found my love for folk music. And I got into that whole 1950s Stephen Sanchez sound. And I wanted to go ahead and start thinking about how can we make this really eerie, spooky song about a girl cheating on you at a Halloween party. And so as much as fun as it was to create the song, it was equally as fun to make the video. And it was just so much fun. I got to bring in my college friends. And I was like, my best friend is the guy in the video who steals my girl. And it was so much fun. And at the same time, it was kind of a relatable song in a lot of ways. A lot of people were reaching out and being like, I experienced very similar things, you know. And Halloween parties just have a terrible reputation of destroying relationships, apparently. So it was a perfect storm of opportunity. And I was excited.
I wish I could dress up like you for Halloween, cause I'd be more real than you ever were with me. I'd drive to the store and I'd buy that old sweater that you wore that same night when you found someone better. This ain't the first time that I've seen that laugh. I sat on the rooftop and thought about that and how you looked happy with him by your side. I stared at the moon and a part of me died. You say you're happiest out on your own, but how come I've never seen you alone?
dress up like you for Halloween, 'cause I'd be more real than you ever were with me. I drive to the store and I buy that old sweater that you wore that same night when you found someone better. Without you, so I can't give up. I will never fall in love again.
Now, you collaborate with Caleb Childress a lot. He's a video photographer, and he captured the music video for the Halloween song. Was that the first project that the both of you had worked on together?
So he also does my mastering for my projects as well. But that was videography. That was our first project that we went on. And I mean, we had so many meetings in Waffle House, just hanging out, saying, here's some ideas. Let's talk about what this could look like. And Caleb has worked with me now for, I think, two or three years. And he's just an incredible worker. He and I are very similar in our work ethic and dedication to projects. And He from the beginning, he was like, I believe in your stuff. I believe in what you're doing, and I want to partner with you in that. And he's just been an incredible help, and he's just insanely talented. So I can't wait for whatever we got going on next.
Now, your current single is a track called $20, and you've been teasing it a lot on TikTok, and that's finally released, and it's out in the open. What actually inspired this track?
Yeah, that's based off of a true story. Well, I was dating someone at the time a few months ago, and I was like, oh, I really need to go get a haircut. And then that night she was making something. I don't know if it was necessarily a pie, but she was making something. She's a very avid baker. And so I'm a college student, and so funds are limited. And so I was like, well, you know, it's either we get pie supplies or baking supplies, or I get a haircut this week. And you know what? Let's just go for the pie tonight. Like, that sounds amazing, and spending that time together is just awesome. I'll get a haircut anytime, but please forgive me if it starts growing out and looking shaggy.
I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show. I really, really want to encourage our listeners to check out your EP, Lead Me to the Water. And I also want them to listen to this next track as well that we're going to play for our listeners, $20. Would you like to introduce the track?
Absolutely. I'm Peter Sun, and you're listening to The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM. And this is my latest single, $20.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
You'll forgive me, for my hair is getting long. It's growing past my eyes and past my shoulders. I said I'd get it cut, but I spent my $20. We needed apples and eggs and bread and milk. I hope that you won't laugh, 'cause it's looking kinda funny, stuck behind my ears and in a hat. I'm growing out my hair, not by choice, not by will. I'm just short a couple of dollars, a couple of bills. I only got $20 to my name. It's what I fished out from a creek.
I want you to make your pie, and I want you here tonight. I'll just get a haircut next week. I know you'll understand that I'm not the richest man. Don't have the fancy boots or fastest car. I said I'd get it buzzed, then I thought I'd lie. You like to run your